Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Our show today is brought to you by Sapelo Island Birdhouses and Global Sun and Fun Travel. Now, Sapelo Island is a great place, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but Sapelo Island Birdhouses are those wonderful luxury vacation rental cottages over on Sapelo Island, where you can also spend the Christmas holiday season and listen to some wonderful jazzy Christmas music like what we were just listening to there.
It's a great place to spend the holiday at. You're off the coast, you don't have any worries, and you have the island to yourself.
That's absolutely right. That's Doc Bill with the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, and we also have sitting in with us today, Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel. Now, all of us have been on the road. Doc Bill, as we mentioned, has been down in Shellman Bluff as well as Sapelo Island, and Ida's been to Hawaii, and we had Dr. So on, who has been to Korea, and I was recently in South Carolina at the old 96th District and had a really, really great visit there, traveling around and meeting a lot of great people and seeing some extraordinary historic sites that have really been preserved quite nicely and really take you sort of on a walk down historic memory lane. It was a really, really great trip. And I had a chance to do this with Vicki Lochner, who is the project manager with the old 96th District Tourism Commission. And she's going to really share some more details about the district because there is so much there to see and do and so many places to stay. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful getaway. And it's actually close to this area. So I think, Doc Bill, our listeners really might be interested in taking a trip over there.
It's an interesting place to go. You have four, there are four lakes in the area. One of them is Lake Russell. It's Lake Russell. The lakes are stocked with beautiful bass, a lot of brim, a lot of scenery. There's golf to participate in out there, as well as there being facilities for historical sites to visit and a few museums.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And Vicki was just very, very gracious. So, Vicki, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, we are so glad to have you here. And I have to say again, thank you so much for being the perfect hostess on my visit to the old 96th District. We had so much fun. I mean, the listeners would, you know, if they could have seen us running around together, hitting all those cities and all the shopping we did. You know, I'm always telling the listeners
right.
how much I love shopping. And you certainly allowed me to do that at the pottery and just, you know, all the different places where I bought the gifts. And by the way, the gift that I bought to take to my friends in Los Angeles, they loved it. That pottery.
Good.
Yeah, they did. They loved it a lot. So
I'm glad.
Well, yeah, they did. They loved it. So I can definitely attest that there's great shopping on the old 96th District there in South Carolina. But now we're here in the northeast part of Georgia. Where is the old 96th District located, kind of in connection to where we are?
We are located in the northwest portion of South Carolina, about 2.5 hours from the Atlanta area. And you can access the old 96th District from Interstate 85 or Interstate 20.
Okay, that sounds pretty, you know, pretty easy. Because I just kind of shot right up 85 from here in the Gainesville area, and got off, and it was a really scenic and beautiful drive as well. So anyone
right.
driving up, I mean, they really will enjoy the drive. As a matter of fact, I started taking pictures of old barns and have a really nice collection of old barns. So speaking of
right.
old, you know, of history and that kind of thing, what is the history of the old 96th District? Why is it called that?
Well, the old 96th District was named for a judicial district in the colonial era. Our name is Old 96, and we use the numerals 96, but mm-hmm. 96 was spelled out as a judicial district. And the history behind our area is, as of course, we have several Revolutionary War sites, including 96 National Historic Site, which is the only federal park in our district, and the site of the first Southern land battle of the Revolutionary War. We also have Civil War sites in the old 96th District, such as the Burt Stark House in Abbeville, where Confederate President Jefferson Davis disbanded his troops, effectively ending the Civil War.
Yeah, we had a chance to visit there. That was really fascinating to
mm-hmm.
actually be there and to,
right.
to just know that you are standing right there where that history took place. I mean, that was really
right.
amazing. So that
it is. It's fun to stand there and look in that room and think of the history that took place there. It's a fascinating house to visit.
It really, really is. It's a beautiful house. I mean, they've really maintained it really well. But now,
mm-hmm.
what makes up the 96th District? Is it cities? Is it counties? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have the old 96 district is comprised of five counties in South Carolina, and they are Abbeville, Edgefield, Greenwood, Lawrence, and McCormick counties. And our counties are in a rural area, but we're only about an hour away from either Greenville, South Carolina, or Augusta, Georgia. We consider our district to be like a hub and spoke kind of place, where the hub of our district is Greenwood County, but then the other four counties are like the spokes. It's like a wheel, and they go out into the rural areas. But Greenwood is definitely our largest county with the most hotels and places that people can eat and restaurants, different things. So that's how we kind of describe our area as a hub and spoke area.
Vicki, this is Ida. I wasn't fortunate enough to come on the tour, but it sounds like it was wonderful. I definitely want to. Can you tell me what makes each of the different tourist destinations, the counties, special? Do they all just have their own unique flavor or charm, or do they each offer something different?
Well, we have our biggest draw in this area is our abundant outdoor recreational opportunities. Uh-huh. Of course, fishing, camping, hiking and biking trails, golf. We have six state parks in our region. All of them are on a body of water. And then we have the added value of arts and culture with our many museums and community theaters in history and heritage and just plain family fun. And all five counties offer all of these activities.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And the pictures are just absolutely breathtaking.
And there are so many great places to stay. I mean, I sit at the Bernie Brooks B&B, and that was really, really a nice stay. I mean, Karen there is so warm and so gracious, and I know there are other places for people to stay. So how can people find out more information about the old 96 district?
Well, you can access our website at www.sctravelold96.com. Or you can call our office at 800-849-9633. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. But you can call anytime and leave a message, and we will be glad to get back to you.
Well, that sounds great.
Hi, this is Doc Bill. I'd like to know, could travelers book or make reservations with a travel agent to get in contact or do things in that area?
Well, I would advise travel agents to check with the attractions or the accommodations for the client, or agents can have their clients book directly with the attraction or lodging.
That sounds good. That sounds great. And we can also put on our website, www.travelbagswithanita.com, those links
sure.
as well. So we'll do that, Vicki.
Okay.
But Vicki, this has been great. We really, really appreciate your joining us on the show. And I want to come back again. So if Ida comes, you'll
okay.
have to also allow me to tag along with her. And we'll bring Doc Bill, and we'll bring Joel, our producer, too. We'll just make a whole team of the Travel Bags with Anita show heading up to the old 96 district.
That would be wonderful. Just let me know when you want to come, and we'll arrange it.
And we'll do lots of shopping. We'll stimulate that economy.
Yes, Anita's very familiar with that.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
I am. So thank you very much, Vicki.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great interview, Doc Bill. I know you were mentioning the lakes and everything, but, you know, is it a good fishing time now down on Sapelo?
It's a great fishing time now. Right now you have a lot of beautiful sea trout. And so this trout are coming in. As the weather gets colder, you get the trout coming in, and the redfish follow the trout. So it's a good time to do some of that fishing down there.
What about crabs? Is this a good...
It's a good time for crabs. As it gets colder, the crabs start to get filled with roe, and that great delicacy of the South, she crab soup. This is the time of the year, December, January, and February, where you get the great she crab soup.
Okay, so if I go down to Sapelo for Christmas, and I get some crabs and some oysters, what about you're making me some dressing?
That we can do. We can make an oyster, shrimp, and crab dressing.
Oh, you're going to add shrimp, too?
Got to add shrimp, too. Whatever fresh seafood they have, we'll throw that in there.
Well, now, so tell me what else will go with this dressing, then. So will I get my usual collard greens, too?
We get some collard greens. We can also get some of those great Sapelo Island red peas.
Oh, that sounds very good. So Christmas on Sapelo, give us a call, 912-223-6515, and book your stay on beautiful Sapelo Island. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.